In brief, snow totals and a look at our New Year's Day storm. Thursday update. I've got to eat snow for my forecast. I said I didn't think it would rain first, it poured for a while. I called for TR to 3 inches in Longmont and, luckily, said that Broomfield could get a lucky 3 to 6 inches. This was a big storm instead. Figure 1 shows that Longmont saw between 6.5 and 8.5 inches of snow. I received 7.7 at my house. The snowfall to liquid ratio was a heavy slushy 8 to 1, rather than the normal 10 to 1 or fluffy, dry, 15 to 1 ratios. I shoveled for 2 hours. Boulder pulled 8 to 12 inches. This is going to put us way above for normal for snowfall so far this year and probably above normal for liquid. We received about 1.10 of water out of the rain and eventual snowmelt. Much of Denver saw 1 to 1.5 inches of liquid. This was a great, spring-like, storm in the depths of winter. I do want to point out that the weather5280.com forecasters were onto some aspects of this storm, with their hatched area showing 6 or even more inches of snow just south of Longmont and including Boulder and Denver. I need to figure out how I missed it. Already, our next storm is approaching with snow possible from 4 p.m. Sunday, January 1 to 5 p.m. Monday, January 2. Snow totals look good for this one too, with about 3 to 5 inches around Longmont to Broomfield. Figure 1 update. The snowfall total reports as of 7 a.m. Thursday from Kokoroz. End Thursday update. Forecast discussion. Tuesday saw very warm temperatures and snowmelt ongoing. Some temperatures Tuesday afternoon climbed to 20 to 30 degrees above normal on the plains, figure 1. A front arrives midday Wednesday to bring a change. There is only about a 12-hour window when the main precipitation falls. The NWS and Weather Underground forecasts have temperatures around 47 when the system arrives and predict rain at first, mixing with the becoming snow in the evening. I've not seen many winter storms in Colorado start with rain. They often cool the air as the precipitation begins to fall and we get snow at fairly warm temperatures. We'll see. The low slides through southern Colorado Wednesday, throwing snow back around the northwest side of the system, figure 3. The GFS gives Longmont a total, rain plus melted snow, of about 0.25 inch of water. Broomfield is in the 0.5 inch of water zone. Figure 4. Snowfall roundup. I'm giving Longmont a trace to 3 inches of snow, Broomfield 1 to 4 inches with a chance of banding giving some neighborhoods 3 to 6 inches. The GFS gives Longmont 1 to 2 inches and Broomfield 2 to 4 inches, figure 5. The NOM, not shown, gives Longmont 0 to 1 inch of snow and Broomfield a trace minus 2 inches. The forecasters at weather5280.com give Longmont 1 to 3 inches and Broomfield 1 to 3 inches with snow bands capable of giving 3 to 6, plus, figure 6. Figure 1. The surface temperature departure from normal Tuesday noon from the GFS and weather5280.com. Figure 2. The 10-day graphical forecast for Denver from weatherunderground.com. Figure 3. The surface map 6-hour falling precipitation forecast from the GFS and tropicaltidbits.com. Figure 4. The precipitation forecast for the next 3 days from the GFS and weather5280.com. Figure 5. The 10 to 1 ratio snowfall forecast for the next 3 days from the GFS and weather5280.com. Figure 6. The snowfall forecast from the forecasters at weather5280.com. The longer range forecast. We return to the 40s right away, figure 1, until another front hits on January 1. This could become a bigger storm, stay tuned.